the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Tonight, I decided to talk about a hadith from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, alayhi salam, which is one of the exceptional hadiths about the significance of reason and reasoning. This hadith is in Al-Kafi, volume 1, and it starts from page 12 and goes on for several pages. This hadith is the address which Imam made to Hisham ibn al-Hakam. So in this hadith, Imam has found Hisham a person who has good understanding and appreciation, so he gave him this beautiful hadith. The hadith starts with this: Ya Hisham, Inna Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Bashara Ahl al-Aql wal-Fahm fi Kitabih. O Hisham, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given the glad tidings, the good news, Bishara, to the people of reasoning and understanding. Faqal, Allah has said to them, Fabashir ibad alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Give the glad tidings to those servants of mine, ibad means ibadi, those servants of mine who listen to the word, and then they follow that which is the best. Either best in the sense that it is the best among good choices, or sometimes ahsan can mean better compared to something which is not good. So this is the beginning of hadith. With such a beautiful beginning, Imam starts the hadith, and then he mentions several points and quotes verses of the Quran. I go to the middle of hadith. Imam Kazim alayhi salam says, وَدَلِيلُ الْعَقْلِ التَّفَكُّرِ. The sign of having active functioning intellect is to think, to contemplate. وَدَلِيلُ التَّفَكُّرِ الصَّمْتِ. Silence. The one who is thinking needs silence.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater. His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide. There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. created us who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
ولكل شيء مطية ومطية العقل التواضع. Everything is in need of a vehicle. For a person who wants to strengthen his thinking power, the best thing is humbleness. There are people that when you ask them questions, they don't mind to say, I don't know. I don't know. But unfortunately, most of people are not like this. Most of the people, even if they don't know, they want to say something. Why? Because they feel that they should not be humble before the truth. The most important thing is their ego. If they know the truth, they may say or may not say. If they don't know the truth, they say something else. Why? Because I have to be respected. I am more important. I have to protect my reputation. If in front of my students or people I say I don't know, then nothing is left for me. If I am an arrogant person. But if I am a humble person, then for me to be able to admit my mistake or my ignorance, it's easy. And as a result, when I am thinking about something, there is no pressure on me. There is no psychological pressure that I have to prove myself. I am free. When I am free, I have better chance to understand the truth. But when all the time I am thinking about, I have to make a kind of position that doesn't, you know, damage my reputation, then it is very difficult. I give you a test. If you are a person who has written, suppose, you know, some books, maybe you have written 4 or 5 books on one topic. So everyone knows you, that you are a person who has done research and has written some books and has spent some years, and he has always had this position. Now someone makes a question, and you are addressing this question. If to the slightest you feel that you must come up with a conclusion that would not contradict all those books that you have written, this is arrogance. This is shirk. If I am able to study this particular scientific issue without feeling any pressure from my past history, this means that I am a person who is free. And therefore, I have the chance to think and understand the truth. Sometimes there are lots of pressure on us, social, psychological, sometimes political pressure, and they don't let us to objectively study the case. We want to either defend ourselves or our party or our group or our tribe. So if a person wants to be able to have maximum power of intellect, he has to be humble. And it is amazing that humbleness leads to independence. Humbleness leads to high position.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Inshallah, in the next session, we will talk more about this part and the inshallah coming parts of the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be always a person of thinking and understanding. May Allah increase our knowledge and love for Himself and His pure servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and our parents and those who have rights upon us. May Allah enable us to serve our Imam Zaman before and after he comes. May Allah give healing and shifa to all the people who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring honor and dignity and peace to this world with the advent of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
بين الثنايا.